Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we talk to the Travel Secretary Ann Sayers. Here is Greg Matzik and I talking about last-minute Labor Day ideas. You can probably still get in on some of this. Here's our conversation with the Secretary Ann Sayers. All right, let's bring in our friend Ann Sayers, the Travel Secretary, sponsored by TravelWisconsin.com. I love the website. Ann, good afternoon. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, team. Glad to be here.
All right. So, man, summer's coming to a cruising end, but that's okay. There's lots of stuff to do, isn't there?
Yeah, Labor Day usually marks kind of the unofficial end of summer, but we have three glorious days this weekend. It looks like the weather's going to be fabulous, so we're going to make the most of every minute, right?
Ann, I woke up this morning very excited to talk to you about Cornish meat pies and turkey legs as big as my daughter, and it's not too far away from Milwaukee.
You are right. You don't need a DeLorean and a flux capacitor to travel back in time this Labor Day weekend. You can just head to Kenosha County to soak in the sights, smells, and tastes of yesteryear at the Bristol Renaissance Fair. This is a long-running festival. It's going to wrap up this weekend, but it is going Saturday, Sunday, and on Monday. But you're going to be transported back to the year 1574. There's decorative buildings, costume characters, music of the time. Of course, there's lots of performances on the stage, food and drink, games and crafts. Definitely check out the stages for some witty musical performances, acrobatic shows, jousting, of course, dancing, sword fighting. And like you said, when you're hungry, a big turkey drumstick is a favorite. But the food vendors offer plenty more to choose from that's going to please the palate.
We got a great idea. We're thinking the Mercures, the Matziks, and Ann Sayers and her husband, Mr. Travel Secretary, should all dress up. The ladies like maidens, the men like King Arthur, and we should go to the Renaissance Fair.
But can you do the accent? I'd have to practice.
I'd have to practice, too. Greg can probably do it, though.
I'll get my jousting in order.
Yeah.
We'll meet up down there.
Oh, this would be so fun. We could all meet up in Kenosha. Oh, darn it. We have plans this weekend. Maybe next year. Let's plan it for
next year.
How about this? I love this to wrap up the Labor Day weekend. Our water skiing shows, and we've got a bunch of them in the state.
Yeah, I mean, water skiing is actually a really integral part of Wisconsin's identity. I love that about us. We actually boast the most ski show clubs of any state. And skiers in these clubs, they spend all summer practicing and performing in their ski shows. And a lot of them put on their final show of the summer on Labor Day weekend. So for an easy day trip from Milwaukee, you might want to head to Janesville for the Rock Aqua Jays water ski show. This celebrated ski team dazzles the crowd with their pyramids, jumping, ballet, and barefoot water skiing skills. The talented Rock Aqua Jays have won 21 national championships. They are good. And they're putting on their last show of the season this Sunday. And for folks spending Labor Day weekend in the Northwoods, there's also a couple of great shows to check out in Wausau. There's the Water Walkers. They're capping off their season on Labor Day. That performance starts at 5:30 on Monday. Tons of family fun there. And then if you're in the Tomahawk area, check out the Quahomet Ski Club. Their final show is Saturday, and you are going to be in for a thrill because they have won 6 Wisconsin state titles.
Yeah, always really fun to watch. Always a good time in Madison, too. And my daughters love going to Madison. They're 6 and 8. They love running around the Capitol. And we never know what's going to be happening around Capitol Square, but there's always something, including the Taste of Madison this weekend.
This event is always so popular. It's a full Eat, Drink, and Be Merry Bind set around the downtown and the Capitol Square for Taste of Madison. Food and beverage-focused festival. It attracts dozens of local vendors serving up delicious dishes. It's happening Saturday and Sunday, again, on the Capitol Square. And whatever you're craving, you are going to be satisfied. At Just Veggies, you're going to find vegan versions of fan favorites like cheese fries and Chicago hot dogs, or you could pick up a donut filled with deep-fried cheese curds at Bonnie Ball's. There's that. Or savor the pad thai and curry from Thailand in a truck. There's also musical entertainment, diverse as the food offerings. You're going to discover 3 stages where there's everything from country to heavy metal. And it is just, Taste of Madison's a blast. It's a great way to close out summer.
Well, and now that students are back, you can cruise down State Street and see a bunch of zoo animals.
Some great people watching. You are right.
Did you say Bonnie's Balls?
Yeah, I did.
I love donuts.
On the radio.
Yeah, I got to check that out. You can paint the
deep
picture.
Deep-fried cheese curd stuffed
okay.
in a donut.
I would try that for sure.
A lot going on there.
I would try that.
What do you got planned, Ann, for Labor Day weekend? What are you going to do?
Well, we're looking at a couple different things. There's a Badger game.
Yeah.
There's, we'll see. There's a lot to do. On TravelWisconsin.com, we have thousands of events listed, and a lot of them are happening this weekend, and I am all about making the most of every last minute.
Would you ever let John and I plan a weekend itinerary for you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Please? I would be that crazy. Yes. I would allow that to happen.
That's a great idea.
We'll set you up straight, Ann. You will enjoy it.
We'll give you a hint.
Can you imagine?
Yes. A hint. Bring a maiden outfit and be prepared to head towards Kenosha.
Oh, I'm already regretting my choice.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary, and she said it. Check out travelwisconsin.com for all sorts of information. Ann, it's always fun to catch up. Thank you so much.
I'm straight up serious. Going to get to that Renaissance Fair one of these years. I swear, I am going to get there. If you'd like more information on the show, it's very easy. Go to WTMJ.com. Hit up my email, john.mercure@WTMJ.com, if you've got any suggestions for future shows. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.